agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
President George W. Bush created the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health, which is calling for routine and comprehensive mental health screening and testing of every child in America. Parents are very apprehensive about this plan and have been urging members of Congress and state legislators to pass legislation to forbid schools from doing mental health screening of children unless their parents give their informed consent. The Arizona State Legislature was the first state to act on parents' requests, but the bill was just vetoed by Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano. She called the bill overbroad, saying that it could be construed to apply to a variety of everyday questions that teachers should and do pose to children, and may unduly restrict the ability of teachers to react in emergency or crisis situations where students pose a threat to the safety of themselves or others. Well, how this bill could have other of these effects alleged by Governor Napolitano is not clear. The bill required parental notification and consent only for behavioral or mental health screening, requests for disclosure of personal information about the pupil's or pupil's family's behavioral or mental health history, or any required survey, assessment, screening, analysis, or evaluation used to detect any behavioral or mental disorder or illness. Is it so difficult for the governor to appreciate that parents are the ones responsible for making judgments about their children's well-being, not school officials and bureaucrats? Arizona Senator Karen Johnson, one of the bill's sponsors, said she was dismayed by the veto and vowed to push the bill again next year. The bureaucrats who plan to subject all children to mental health screening and to use the public schools as their means to reach most children obviously don't want any interference from parents. But after all, who owns the children, the parents or the schools?
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut is about a week, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Last week, we've been talking about it now for days. I guess we're going into the second or third week about the Supreme Court decision on the eminent domain situation, whereby, you know, you don't own anything anymore. If somebody decides that they would rather build a hotel on your property, then, you know, it can happen that way, whether you own your home or not. And we discussed Judge Souter, who he obviously voted in favor of this decision, and how Logan Darrell Clemens decided that he'd like to build a hotel on Souter's property. And at the time, you know, he's not in the hotel business. He was looking for a hotel chain or somebody like that to come along, somebody that had a lot of money to do that. He actually is in his company is called Freestar Media. But what he did, he just right after the ruling, he faxed a request to Chip Meaney, the code enforcement officer of Ware. That's a town where Judge Souter lives, and he wanted to start an application process to build his hotel on 34 Cheney Road Hill, the present location of Souter's house. Now, Meany said, and he's a code enforcement officer, he said, I am taking this seriously. But, of course, in lieu of the recent Supreme Court decision, I would imagine that some people are pretty much upset. If it is their right to pursue this type to the end, then by all means let the process begin. So it looks like he's got some pretty good support there. But he doesn't have money. Now, I mean, not the kind of money it takes to build a hotel, okay? So he says that he's now collecting online contributions from the public to support his project. He says there's lots of work that still needs to be done to accomplish our objectives, but he says he is confident that we can be successful. This is a way ordinary Americans can fight back, not just against Souter, but against local officials who abuse their authority and callously seize the homes of law-abiding citizens out of sheer greed. Anyway, he says that the town of Ware has been inundated with calls in support of the proposal. Clements plans to turn the eminent domain case against one of its champions. Anyway, he says he can't believe so many people have come out of the woodwork to support him. Clements says the government has just gotten far too big and far too powerful. We're trying to make a larger point that we're losing freedom so fast in America that we have to stop what we're doing and take a stand and fight against it. Now, I don't know how many of those people that are coming out of the woodwork are coming out with their pocketbooks, but anyway, he is now taking online donations to get this hotel plan underway. The other day, I discussed with you Allstate Insurance. and how Allstate had fired Matt Barber. Now, Matt Barber is a pretty good guy for Allstate. He works in their headquarters office in Chicago. He is a manager, or was a manager, in the corporate security division of the Chicago headquarters office. And he wrote an article on his own time. He didn't do this while he was at the company. He didn't talk to anybody at the company about it. It was just something that he did on his own. And the article was published. I don't know where it was published. I don't have the details on that, but it had to do with homosexuality. And some organization said this is a terrible, bad thing for him to do, and they got in touch with Allstate, and Allstate fired him over it. Now, since then, actually, the best I know is Allstate's firing of Matt Barber had to do with his expressed Christian beliefs concerning homosexuality. And some of the folks that are with Allstate or whatever said, oh, that's not true, that what the story that I had was not true. Well, here are some of the facts. The state of Illinois Department of Employment Security conducted a thorough investigation into Allstate's actions and ruled, without equivocation, in favor of Mr. Barber. The investigation determined that the claimant, Mr. Barber, was discharged from Allstate Insurance Company because an outside organization had complained about an article he had written while on his own time. So the story we had was correct. I don't know what the outside organization, who that was, but the state's investigation further concluded that Allstate intentionally chose to terminate Barber's employment for writing the article despite the fact that he engaged in no misconduct whatsoever. The term, then, misconduct means the deliberate and willful violation of a reasonable rule of policy of the employer. In this case, the claimant's action, which resulted in his discharge, was not deliberate and willful. The determination issued March the 8th, 2002, was not appealed by Allstate. Now, on May the 26th, 2005, that was just a couple months ago, attorney David Gibbs of the Christian Law Association filed suit in federal court against Allstate Insurance Company on behalf of Barber. He had been employed, as I mentioned, as a manager at the corporate headquarters. The firing of Mr. Barber is in keeping with Allstate's promotion of the homosexual agenda, including homosexual marriage. Now, here's a few bits of information that we've come up with. Allstate participated in the Pride Chicago celebration in 2004. Allstate gave $10,000 to the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. That's GLAAD, the homosexual organization, which promotes homosexual marriage. Allstate supports homosexual websites with advertising dollars, and they gave $5,000 to the Indiana University Office of Gay, Lesbian, and Bisexual Transgender Student Support, and also $15,000 to the Gay Lesbian Center in Los Angeles. Now, we will say right offhand that most Allstate agents, I'm sure, are well-respected people in their community and probably have no knowledge of this. But anyway, they do now. Let's take a break.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
And we have returned. We mentioned this Lost Liberty Hotel that is to be built on Judge Souter's property. And we've had several calls already this morning, just since I mentioned this article, about where's his website? Do you have a telephone number? How can we get in touch with this fellow that they want to make people want to make donations? I don't know. Jeff, have you had time to do any research? Yes.
No, I have not, but I'm working on it, Derry.
Okay,
we'll get back to you.
Okay, Jeff's working on it. We will get back to me, and I will get back to you. And we will all know then how we can send our donations to Logan Darrow Clements is the gentleman's name that wants to do this. And he does have a lot of support. Now, I heard Rush talked about it. I didn't hear Rush, but someone told me he did. And I also heard that he was on Fox News. So apparently he's getting a lot of backing on this thing. But anyhow, we will keep you informed. Okay. Now, how many times have we talked about how this country is developing into a police state and all of the things that are happening that should not be happening in our nation if we just followed the Constitution of the United States of America, and we're not doing that. I have another story here where a high school girl was arrested. What was she doing wrong? She was waiting for her mother, who was to pick her up. She was late for school. She stayed after school to attend a meeting, and her mother was to pick her up. So she's standing there on the, I guess, school property. I don't know where she was standing, but it was a place that she waits daily for her mother to pick her up. And her name is Deidre Stokes, and she was arrested. Now, I don't know what a sweep is. I mean, the police had what they called a sweep. They just came in, apparently arrested a lot of people. The mayor, his name is Kilpatrick, was going to be at the school, and for some reason they didn't want anybody on the school property, so they had this sweep, and they took everybody off, including this girl who was waiting for her mother. Now, I'm kind of killing time here because this is a long article, and I'm going into a commercial break in about the next 30 seconds, and I want to keep this all together if we possibly can. But the point is, that she was arrested, put in handcuffs in a police car, and it was because she would not show her identification. You see, she knows probably more constitutional law than do the police or the mayor. And the mayor said, and she talked to the mayor about this, he said, well, if you'd have just shown your ID. And she says, I don't have to show my ID. And we'll discuss that right after this. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
And we have returned. Okay, very quickly, before I go into this, Deidre Stokes getting arrested for being at school. Jeff, you explain what you found out on the hotel thing.
Yes, the Liberty Hotel Museum donation is just harder to explain. It's easier to go to freestarmedia.com. Three words put together, freestarmedia.com. And there's explanations there on what they're doing with donations and how to get this project moving and whatnot.
Okay, thanks so much. Now, back to Deidre Stokes. She went to court on June the 28th, but she the arresting police officer did not show up, so that ended that. They said she triumphed in court. But she also had a conversation with Mayor Kilpatrick regarding her arrest outside Northern High School. And as I mentioned, the judge dismissed a charge of impeding pedestrian traffic is what they charged her with. It was brought against her after Detroit police officer Jamel Turner failed to show up at her hearing. Turner arrested Stokes March 15th in a sweep outside Northern prior to the expected appearance there by the mayor. Jeff, do you understand what that sweep meant? No, sir, I don't either. Maybe some police could call in here and tell. Maybe they've been in on a sweep and tell us what it is. It's at school, so I don't know. I guess do they just arrest everybody there? I don't know what happened. But anyway, She was waiting for her mother to pick her up after completing an evening's Upward Bound college prep class. Stokes said she spoke with the mayor about her case when she and her mother encountered him earlier on a campaign stop. The mayor, Kilpatrick, said he had nothing to do with that, and I just should have given the police my ID. But Stokes had told the mayor that Turner asked for her ID when she was reluctant to leave the spot where her mother normally picks her up. When Stokes did not show her ID, Turner arrested her and put her in the back of his car before ticketing her and releasing her to her mother. Now, let's talk to James C. Howarth, H-O-W-A-R-T-H, Howarth, who is a longtime criminal defense attorney. He says that's garbage that she has to show her ID. He says this is neither Nazi Germany in the 1930s nor South Africa in the 1950s. You do not have to show your papers to a police. And somebody out there listening says, yes, you do, because we just had a Supreme Court case on that. That person was driving a car. Now, here is what the defense attorney, James C. Howarth, says. He says there are two exceptions where you have to show your papers. If you are driving or if you are crossing an international border. That's the only time. With only those two exceptions. He said, if I want to leave my house and go to the corner to buy a cup of coffee, the police cannot require me to show ID. They have a right to say, you have a right to say, I'm not showing it to you, or I don't have any ID on me. In 1979, Howarth, this attorney, argued the case of Michigan versus DeFilippo before the U.S. Supreme Court on behalf of a defendant who had violated the Detroit Stop and Identify Ordinance. Now, I didn't know Detroit had a Stop and Identify Ordinance. It was then in existence. By failing to show identification, the defendant was searched pursuant to his arrest on the ordinance violation and charged with drug possession. Subsequent to the defendant's arrest, the ordinance was declared unconstitutional by Michigan State Appeal and Supreme Courts. By a 5-3 margin, the United States Supreme Court upheld Filippo's conviction on the drug possession charge but did not dispute the state court's ruling on the Stop and ID ordinance, which is unconstitutional. In March 2004, the U.S. Supreme Court held in the case of Hibble versus 6th Judicial District Court of Nevada that individuals must give their names to police, but they do not have any right to ask for identification. So that's kind of an interesting state of affairs here, because after that court decision, I would have gone along with what the mayor said and said, well, you know, that's what the Supreme Court said, you have to show ID. You don't have to show ID, you just have to give them your name. That's it. So anyway, something to be thinking about if the information I have here is correct, and apparently it comes from a fairly reliable force. Now, in the state of Montana, since July the 1st, each Montana Highway Patrol officer driving on the state's roads has been required to stop at least one vehicle per hour. The patrol chief, Colonel Paul Grimstad, confirmed this past week. He emphasized that these are new targets. They're just guidelines, not quotas. But in Montana, the cops are supposed to stop at least one car per hour. Believe it or not. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
was back in the news, as I knew it would be. Why is gold rising, asked CNN? Well, because rising oil and gold together usually signal serious inflation ahead. But here's the best news. Gold could double faster than real estate in the next 5 years, according to the experts. Right now is the moment to take action before the prices go higher. Call the experts on gold. In my book, that's Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. They'll explain how simple it is to diversify into gold, which is universally acknowledged as the best inflation-fighting asset the world has ever known. Ask for your copy of Rediscovering Gold, the book, and The Economic Solutions, the magazine, together at $30 value, free today, by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Discover why rising gold is inflation-proof. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of Powerhouse Magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
It's been said that the United States of America is the greatest free country to ever exist. To discover America's rich history and heritage, read the Freedom Documents. As compiled by Dr. Chuck Baldwin, the Freedom Documents is a one-volume compilation of 50 of our country's most influential documents. Here's Chuck Baldwin.
We're talking about educated people that have never read the Constitution or our Declaration of Independence and these other wonderful documents without which we cannot really understand what this country is all about. But there are many, many people throughout this country that have never read these basic fundamental documents.
The Freedom Documents is 171 pages and ring bound. To order, send $39 check, cash, or money order to Freedom Documents. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. For credit card orders, call 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says it's bad luck to be superstitious, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. In Montana, since July the 1st, each Montana Highway Patrol officer has been required to stop at least one vehicle per hour. So says the patrol's chief, Colonel Paul Grimstad. He emphasizes that these new targets are guidelines. They're not quotas. They're aimed at reducing traffic accidents, fatalities, and drunken driving on the state's highways. He says we're trying to set at least a minimum of one stop per hour so our 170-odd troops out here can maybe make a little more difference. He says officers are required to make one stop per non-obligated hour. Jeff, you're so good at words. What does non-obligated hour mean?
Shooting from the hip, I think it means they don't have to be there. No, I have no idea.
I'd say it means that, you know, if they're on the, say they get an 8-hour shift or whatever, they don't have to get one every hour of that 8-hour shift. They might get all 8 of them in the first hour, and then they can
go home.
Take the rest of the afternoon.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyhow, he says officers are required to make one stop per non-obligated hour when on duty patrolling the highways. Officers are exempt if they are testifying in court, attending training, speaking in schools, or investigating highway accidents. These stops do not have to result in a patrol officer issuing tickets to drivers. Just stop them. Let me see your papers. The once-an-hour stops join another highway patrol guideline that was issued back in December that each highway patrol officer must issue a minimum of 12 tickets a year for alcohol-related offenses. Well, now, what if this cop is patrolling in the Baptist Belt, and there ain't no drunks out there? He's going to be plumb out of luck when he comes up empty-handed. You know, he's going to have to make alcoholics out of some of these people in order to arrest them, I guess. I don't know. These include charges of driving or being a pedestrian while intoxicated and being a minor in possession of alcoholic beverages. So, anyway, neither guideline is believed to have been disclosed to the general public before. Yeah, they keep all that secret. They don't tell you what they're obligated to do. You know, I've known in several instances where a patrolman would watch an area, and every time they stop somebody, they say, well, you were weaving or you crossed the yellow line. And some of these people said, by gosh, I didn't. See, it's hard to prove that you were weaving or you crossed the yellow line. And that's what they use, apparently, as an excuse to pull you over. I got, believe it or not, I got pulled over one time for crossing the white line. Now, that's on the right side of the highway. I always drive, especially if you're pulling a gooseneck, you keep that sucker off the middle of the road. I drive as close to the right side as I possibly can. And in these country roads where we live, we're in the river hills. I mean, people in Colorado, the first time I went out to Colorado and they were riding with me, they said, well, you drive just like we do. I said, your roads are better than ours. You've got big, wide curves on your mountain roads. Ours, you know, you go over a little hill and you don't know who's 50 feet over the other side of that hill. You stay on your side of the road. I got stopped, and I didn't get a ticket, but I got stopped because my wheel was on the white line. The white line. I always drive on the white line. Is there a law against that? I asked the guy. Didn't get a good answer. Anyway, I guess that was one of those designated stops, but I was in Missouri when that happened.
You were in the Baptist Belt.
I was. No. I was not in the Baptist Belt. I could go into a little more detail on that, too. But anyway, the 2005 legislature's decision, now I'm back to Montana again. In 2005, the state legislature. In 2005, when they did this, the state legislature decided to provide more highway patrol officers and give the patrol officers a higher average pay raise than other state employees. They said they had too many people, you know, that were leaving the business. Said now the people are expecting us to do something. That's why they're making this 1 hour stop. One stop per hour, I mean. Deciding the legislators' decision to boost patrol pay and their staff, Grimstad said, there is an expectation that they want some results. The people want some results. So they want to get stopped once every hour, all right? And we're trying to gear up for that to show we are worthy of the pay increases and the manpower increases. So by gosh, you're going to get stopped out there for no reason because this guy hasn't made his official quota of the day. Now, they said right in there that it's not a quota. No, it's not a quota. It's just a rule or a regulation or whatever. How you bet it's not a quota. Anyway, illegals. And we've kind of discussed this a little bit, but, hey, they're getting plumb serious about this. Illegals can get home mortgages, and the FDIC, that's the Federal Deposit Insurance people, want. They're promoting these home mortgages to illegal aliens. The Garcia family, now this is a Wall Street Journal article. The Garcia family, they're illegal. They're in this country from Mexico, and they never imagined that the United States government would help them buy a home when they snuck into this country illegally. Had no idea. But now all their buddies know, I'll bet you on that. But last year, the couple secured a $54,600 mortgage to buy the gray 1,158-square-foot bungalow that they had been renting for 8 months. The Wisconsin Housing Authority financed the loan. The Internal Revenue Service gave them an identification number that let them apply for the loan at the Mitchell Bank, which was happy to take their business, so says Wall Street. We thought we would never buy a home because of our illegal status, says Mrs. Garcia. Competition for new customers is driving banks to offer home loans and other financial services to illegal immigrants. And they are getting help from government agencies such as the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The FDIC encourages banks to lend and invest in underserved markets, regardless of customers' immigration status. Banks in other states have started similar programs. Now, the Mitchell Bank's been losing money. What happened here was that the Mitchell Bank is in an area that's being taken over by illegal aliens. Their deposits went down, or the bank's net worth went down from $95 million in 1990 to $60 million in 1999. And so, anyway, they decided they would do something about this. James Maloney is the chairman of Mitchell Bank. He saw the newcomers as a solution to the bank's falling fortunes. Maloney decided in 2002 that the bank should offer mortgages to illegal immigrants. He was convinced that that would revitalize the area. He says this is in line with the federal law enforced by the FDIC that requires banks to invest in the communities in which they get their deposits, because most undocumented immigrants don't have a Social Security number. They don't have any credit history. The bank decided to consider utility rent and overseas remittance receipts in assessing their credit worthiness. Also, if they had a preacher to write them a letter, or a pastor of some sort, that would help tremendously, they say. Now, that's another odd thing. How can they rely on some, and most of the Mexicans that I know are Catholic, how could they rely on a pastor or a Catholic priest if, isn't that church and state kind of getting together here or something? I don't know.
They're in the Baptist Belt.
You're hung up on that Baptist Belt. I can't help it. I have to work with all these Baptists day after day. Anyway, unlike other mortgages, the loans are not saleable. Well, I'll bet they're not. I wouldn't want to buy them. On the secondary market, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac won't buy them. They don't deal in loans for illegal immigrants. So that meant that the Mitchell Bank had to hold the loans in its portfolio rather than spread the risk. But that was then. This is now. And, hey, they figured it all out because the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is starting a program for just illegal immigrants. They're going to take on the risk of that loan. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Remember the ivory-billed woodpecker that showed up in Arkansas after it had been extinct for all of these years? Well, Bill Judd wrote an interesting article about the ivory-billed woodpecker. Now, I don't know. I read it and I thought, hey, that's pretty good. Now, just kind of let it go at that. But he claimed that, you know, that thing wasn't there to begin with. And this is about the same thing that we've had from some of the experts on the subject, that ivory bill had not been there that long, that it was probably brought over here from Cuba and released in the woods. And it's all about a big land grab to take over the, just like the spotted owl destroyed the forest industry in the Northwest and now also in the Southwest, that this ivory-billed woodpecker can do the very same thing, destroying the hardwood forest in the swamp area of the South. Well, Judd wrote this article entitled, I Smell a Rat, or something like that. Well, the woodpecker smells like a rat. That was it. The woodpecker smells like a rat. And it's a pretty good article, and I usually agree with Bill Judd. He's been on this show a time or two. But anyway, he sent an article with all his emails that he's received on that. He said, from American Citizen, although I was initially caught up in enthusiasm over the ivory bill's discovery, I too sensed something wrong from the beginning. The area of Arkansas where the bird was reportedly found is not the ivory bill's original range. The habitat there is an island far removed from the deep south, only a small patch of swamp completely surrounded by the flat fields of soybeans with an inadequate natural food supply for the bird. If indeed an ivory bill was seen in Arkansas, it is more likely a specimen brought from Cuba, where the species still exists, and planted there in order to garner support for the governmental land grab. We are living in the age of deception, where our politicians and government think nothing of lying to us in order to pursue an anti-constitutional agenda. Everything from 9-1-1 in Iraq to property confiscation and the Patriot Act. Americans are now governed by a team of willing traitors supported by a daily series of Hollywood productions instead of truth in the news. By falsifying reports of an extinct ivory-billed woodpecker discovered in Arkansas, the feds accomplished two things. The government can seize land and private property, declaring them off-limits to the public, and then develop or harvest natural resources in whatever capacity it desires if the illegal scheme is ever revealed. The public would always be untrusting and opposed to any future valid environmental protections. Well, that was one article in favor. The rest of the, I've got two or three pages of these, all coming in from the Greeny Weenies. And we'll take a break. When we come back, I'll give you some examples of what a lot of people think of Bill Judd and the Ivory Bill Woodpecker. And they vote for the Ivory Bill every time. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Now concerning Bill Judd's article, "Woodpecker Smells Like a Rat." Here are some of the comments coming from the green side. He says, "This is from Tim. I think you're the rat. The truth is that the government isn't trying to keep us off the lands, but are trying to keep the lands for future generations. If it wasn't for us, maybe these species like the ivory billed wouldn't have gotten to the point that it is now." And regulations wouldn't need be in place. But the fact is, humans are morons and need somebody to step in and do something about it. I'm not an environmentalist, he says, but an avid outdoorsman who enjoys nature. And I would rather see some areas closed off to people than to see them destroyed by big business and people who don't care about the land. Another writer, Rocky here, writes, "You ought to write about things you know about and understand, like Republican propaganda and corporate greed. You are saying the ivory bills are just a diversion? I suppose it's kind of like your president using WMDs as an excuse for the war for oil." Here's one that doesn't have a name on it. Now, I don't read anything. And by the way, people send me mail that doesn't have a return address or so. Once in a while, somebody put a newspaper clipping in. I don't mind that. But if it's written, doesn't have a return address and an address, I don't read it. It goes in the wastebasket. I don't know how important it might have been because I've already pitched it. Okay, your commentary is so moronic and twisted it's frightening. To suggest that anyone associated with the efforts to confirm and persistence of ivory bills is operating in an illegal and deceptive manner is offensive. Was that article ever stupid? Wow, how can the writer be so dumb? I hate to break it to him, but ivory-billed woodpeckers haven't been seen in Cuba for years. I can't believe how some people can be so ignorant and against the environment. I guess this world is just full of regular people and idiots, and I know which category this writer would fall in. And so it goes. But anyway, you know, when you start getting mail like that, it tells you one thing, and that, hey, you're doing a good job. Because they
struck a nerve.
That's right. Kind of like mashing a finger in the car door. You just don't get used to that sort of thing. Anyway, the EPA now wants to test some of their pesticides on humans. That's right. Under a newly proposed rule, the EPA would allow pesticide manufacturers to test their products on human volunteers. The volunteers would include pregnant women, and prisoners, as well as newborns and children. Says the EPA. The EPA would not establish an independent ethics review board to scrutinize human studies on the ground that this would unnecessarily confine EPA's discretion. Well, I have here a letter from Mount Ida, and she pretty well points out what this is all about. She says, "Isn't it interesting when these regulatory agencies eventually show their true colors? It takes a while, but their true agenda surfaces sooner or later. Can you spell DEPOPULATION, depopulation, as the EPA and USDA join hands and dance merrily along?" Well, I don't know about the EPA and the USDA dancing merrily along, but the partnership agreement was signed to improve the management of the nation's water quality, and it was with the USDA and the Department of Army to work in wetlands, quality watersheds, water quantity, and so it goes. Anyway, it's an interesting time to be alive. We've run out of time. And it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.